present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Thank you. Welcome once again to the programme that's been compared to the Irish stuntman who tried to jump 15 motorbikes in a double-decker bus. Later on in the programme, you'll be able to hear the closing signature tune, but before that, let me introduce the two teams. Tim Brooke Taylor and William Rushton on my right. Graham Garden and Barry Cryer on my left.
Happy birthday, Humph.
Now, to get this week's session off to a really roaring start, we're going to start with that popular game, Mornington Crescent. And as usual, teams, a special rule applies, and that is that diagonal moves are excluded when green is face downwards. Have you got that?
Oh, great.
Green is face down.
Downwards.
Due to the demise of Opportunity Knox.
Barry, you seem to be in good form, so you better start this round.
Savile Row.
Mornington Crescent.
Oh, oh God!
Well, I warned you, Barry, about green being face downwards. You just... You didn't notice it.
Paid attention to narking about with Huey Greenwood.
I'm sorry.
Narking about like
sorry.
A giddy goat.
Right.
Sorry.
Now, this is where I introduce a round that's played at the end of the programme. And I give the teams time to think of silly names for people arriving at the Shakespearean Ball.
Shakespearean Ball?
The Shakespearean Ball.
It's very productive.
Very. Those of you who like to play this game at home can start thinking now.
Please phone in.
And we go on to sound charades. And in this game, as you know, one team has to make noises and the other team must guess what they mean. The audience are let into the secret and can help by applauding. And please applaud the team that's guessing and not the one that's doing the charade. And you can applaud when they're getting warmer and you can do the other thing when they're getting colder. Right. Graham and Barry, you're going to do a charade first. The audience in the studio has shown what it is on the board. Meanwhile, the mystery voice will tell you at home.
Privates on parade.
Will you tell Tim and Willie how many words?
Three.
And is it a play, a film, or a book, or what?
It's a play.
Play, right. Three words.
It's an elastic definition.
We're doing them all at once.
Right, will you do your charade now?
Right, here's the Sancho.
All right, Ledge, very funny. Put them away. Zip,
zip. It's a musical based on the life of Mr. Rentakill.
Or Privates on Parade, as we call it.
Oh, so close. So near. So near.
Very good.
So near. So warm, that was. Yeah.
Eight
so
marks
near.
With only one time fall, so that's
Lord of the Flies, actually.
7 marks. Tim and Willie, you have a charade coming up now. The audience is being shown it on the board, and the mystery voice will tell you listening at home.
The Goodbye Girl.
And Tim and Willie, will you tell them how many words and whether it's a book or a film or a play?
Three words.
And a film.
To our knowledge, it's only a film.
Go ahead.
Charade, then.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be off soon. Well, arrivederci.
Yes, yes.
Au revoir.
Yes, yes certainly. Yes.
Well, yes. Toodle pip.
Yes. I think I've got my trousers on, actually. It's irrelevant, though. I just, yes. En passant. Yes.
Well, I better make myself scarce then.
Yes.
Is there any chance of seeing.
Yes.
No. No. Do you want my phone number? No.
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 Well, try then.
Yes.
I'll push along.
Push away.
This only costs 3p, you know.
Stick to the script, will you?
It's a different version.
Oh. This only costs 3p.
They've lost me now.
But I've got it. A flag when you finish, please.
Right.
They're finished.
Oh. They're finished, right.
Right.
It was so easy, it was a bit embarrassing. It's the big sleep. Well, it was for us, anyway. 3p.
3p, I don't 3p, see what that has to do with that at all.
I'm going to buzz
all.
In a minute. 3p, I did.
It's the goodbye girl.
Yes. Nice 3p.
You get an
that
extra
was the new one. That was the goodbye. B-U-Y.
Goodbye, 3p.
This only costs
3p.
Goodbye.
I thought it was the long goodbye, you see. Yeah. I was on the wrong tack. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
I thought it was...
Because Tim was doing a high voice, but, it, you know, he usually does. And I
3p, I thought you were...
You lose 10 points, Tim and Willie, for having been hissed in an unprecedented manner by the audience.
It's a very hissed audience.
And we go back to Graham and Barry, because fools that we are, we're going to try another round of that. And Graham and Barry, you're going to do a charade, and it's being written up on the board now for the studio audience, and here's the mystery voice to tell you at home.
Ben Hur.
Right, Graham and Barry, is it a film, a play, or a what?
Oh, I'll repeat the question. It's best known as a film, really. Film. Two words.
Have you heard about Ben?
What?
Had the operation?
No!
Yes.
Really?
No going back, is there?
No going back. Not a lot of going forward, either.
The flower pot woman.
Had the operation. Ben.
Quick.
Oh. Absolutely brilliant. And now, to round off this game, Tim and Willie are going to do a charade, which is being shown to the audience in the studio. And for you listening at home, here's the mystery voice once again.
And God created woman.
And I must warn you, doing your charade, Tim and Willie, that prison sentences will be awarded in some circumstances.
Four words.
And is it a book or a film?
It's a film.
Do your charade now, please.
Well, that's him done. It's a bit boring. What shall I do next? Is it more like it?
Typecasting.
A bit there. Oh, I like that. Another bit there. Don't need that bit. Well, there you are.
That's very good. It must be, and God
Wait
created
a minute,
woman.
Well interrupted,
well,
Graham.
I'll be off then. Ta-ra.
It's a wonderful Bridget Bardot you're doing.
Oh, you noticed.
So with that interruption, Graham scores 25 points, and naturally enough, Tim and Willie, therefore, are ahead on aggregate. We go to the next game, in which Colin Sell will accompany the teams. And I want each of you in turn to sing the words of one song to the tune of another. Tim Brooke Taylor, you're going to start, and I want you to sing Loch Lomond to the tune of House of the Rising Sun. And you'll be...
By yon bonny banks and by yon bonny breeze, where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond. Where we two have passed some money happy days on a bonny, bonny bank. Oh, you'll take a high road and I'll take a low road. And I'll be in Scotland if I leave. All the way from Argentina. But trouble is there, and many hearts in the sand.
white man Derek Burton.
A bonnie bags of Lotto.
That was Wings with the follow-up to Mull of Kintyre. And we go out of... That leaves you, Graham Garden, with the unenviable task of singing the words of As Long As He Needs Me to the tune of The Sheikh of Araby.
As long as he needs me, oh yes, he does need me, in spite of what you see.
That's a funny thing.
I'm sure that he needs me.
Bottle glass.
Who else? Still. When they've been used so ill, he knows I always will. As long as he needs me. Into the dance. Yeah, as long as he needs me. Oh, yes, he does need me. In spite of what you see. Step on Joe, that he needs me. Who else would love him still? When they've been used so ill, he knows.
Too cold for the submission.
Workers' playtime.
And a star is born. Graham Garden wins that round and 3 weeks in Las Vegas. We go on to the game called Initials. And I think I should remind you, as we've only had one game in the whole series that's been contributed by a listener, that this was sent in by Lynn Anderson of Old Coolsden in Surrey, the idea for this game. I'm going to read each team some abbreviations, and they must tell me what they think each stands for. And they'll all be right, so we can assume that the marks are all full marks on both sides before we start. Graham, your initials are S-S-A-F-A. S-S-A-F-A.
F-A.
Society. Could I table a motion that this game is sent back to Lynn Anderson?
She thinks she's just smart.
Come on, Lynn. S-S-A-F-A. Let's hear you.
No, come on. Off on the top of your
Phone
head.
Phone it in. Society for sending Adam Faith away.
I'd like to propose that it has a very small membership, I think. Very good actor.
Yes, there you are, Graham. That's right. There is also a Soldiers, Sailors and Airmen's Family Association, but we don't want to be concerned with that. Tim, your initial.
It could also stand for stutterers are awful.
It could, but it won't on this programme.
More letters in the post.
Right, Tim, your initials. D-O-R-A.
No, T-B-T.
Graham?
D-O-R-A, Dora.
Dora, yes.
Very good. Dora. Next.
The spelling round
tell
is
the
next.
Listeners, I should tell the listeners and the audience that all these initials are bona fide initials.
Bona fide?
Bona fide. B-O-N-A.
D-O-R-A, the Des O'Connor writes appallingly.
That's right. When did he last write to you, may I ask? Yes, D-O-R-A.
Tuesday, since you asked, but I don't know.
This one used to appear on in cartoons, in old Punch cartoons, what? When they used to have to write the initials around the hems of various cartoon characters in Punch, political cartoons, D-O-R-A. It's interesting, that, isn't it?
It is. I don't know how I struggle along without knowing that.
What is
Bernard Partridge and all those old fellas? Do you remember?
Well, yes, indeed. Ravenhill. Well, I mean, we'll take your word
days
for
it. Meant defense, in those days, it meant Defence of the Realms Act, which was very, very important. Totally forgotten.
Or Dora.
Barry Cryer, here are your initials. R-T-S.
R-T Shaw.
For the younger listeners. He was once married to Ava Gardner, you know. That's you about younger equivalent listeners? To your political cartoon remarks.
Dora Gardner, wasn't it?
Dora Gardner is married to her, I'm sorry.
Younger listeners, this is Barry Crowe.
Hello, wireless chums.
I remember him before he became a Brillo pad.
That's unforgivable.
At least I don't Barry. Really.
RTS. Yes, RTS, I remember. Barry, yes. I shall ignore this vulgar interpolations. RTS. Recycle Tommy Steele. Is that right?
Oh. That's right.
Thank you.
That's right. Incidentally, I should tell you, teams, that your marks are being awarded according to audience response.
Oh.
RTS could possibly stand for Religious Tract Society, which
no,
comes to
not
Rushden
a very likely explanation.
Billy Rushton, NFU.
Same to you, Norman.
Yeah.
Stand for. NFU is National Front Underwear. It's like a Y front, but more violent.
In the design is a target on the front, so you know where to aim.
Sort of underpantsers.
Oh, dear.
And we go on now to the ad-lib poem, and I'm going to ask Barry Crowe.
Oh, God.
Barry Crowe is going to start this one. Audience, as you know, this is the one where the teams make up a poem. Each team member must keep going until I press the buzzer. And then a member of the opposing team must take over. This goes on until we reach a natural artistic conclusion or the moment of truth. Barry, I'm going to give you a first line. And your poem goes, there were two men of great renown. Their names were Tim and Willie.
And though they were in fact quite wise, folk thought them somewhat silly. Because they would act the fool they would and act the giddy goat.
Willie Rushton.
One was tall, blonde, handsome, the other a hairy throat.
I haven't
been equally distinguished. The girls went mad when they walked down Regent Street, Park Lane, the Strand, or even, say, the Paul's Pond Road on Saturdays. You could hear the distant shrieks.
But then he kept them occupied for several boring weeks. And as these two, Willie and Tim, strode out to take the air, the girls would point and shout at them and cry out, we declare, that must be Willie, charming man, a pride of his whole sex.
Watch it.
hooray, hooray, we all agree. Sex, sex, sex.
I never rhymed it before.
He reminds me of my old friend Tex. With all that hair upon his face, he really looks quite pleasant. Oh, look, there he's walking by, just into Mornington Crescent.
Well, Tim, you didn't reach an artistic conclusion, but you won the Mornington Crescent. Somewhat belatedly. So you can start another. We'll do another poem now, and we'll do something on a slightly different theme. There were two men of great renown, G. Garden and Barry Crowe.
I say they were of great renown, but I'm a bit of a liar. G. Garden, now, he has some talent, that will I avow.
You ask him to do anything, and he always does know how. A versatile chap. A versatile chap, a versatile man. Never, ever confused. You... Except now.
Who always turns the other cheek whenever he's abused.
Not true, but it rhymes.
What most I like about him is his way with a violin.
A Always on the fiddle.
Always on the gin.
Snatching victory from our man.
Yeah. Let's go straight on now to the game word for word. In this round, one of the members of a team says a word and his partner must say another word totally unconnected with the first and so on. And the other team may challenge and try and prove a connection. I usually give the teams a word to start with, but I don't really know why, so they can start with any old word they like. And we're going to start now with Tim and Willie. So, Tim Brooke-Taylor, will you start with any word and take the game up from there?
Trumpet.
Panic.
Slime.
Deck chair.
Polygamy.
Al fresco.
Teutonic.
Curtain.
Paramilitary.
Sunbeam.
Sadistic.
Carpet.
Flea.
Graham Garden, you have an objection there.
Yes, you can't eat a flea either.
Right.
Absolutely right. I wonder you didn't buzz earlier, actually, because there's more al fresco polygamy going on in deck chairs. Anyway, we're going to start with you now. Barry Cryer.
Umbrella.
Hubcap.
Sky.
Cloud. Oh!
No, it's all right.
I imagine that was Japanese, but no challenge.
Savile Row. Oh, no, wait a minute. Sorry. Path.
Poppy.
Lobotomy.
I knew a poppy lobotomy, and a wonderful woman she was.
Can you substantiate that?
Not yet. I can bring her in next week.
I'll accept that and hurry on to the next round.
Oh.
And this is the round double feature. And this round takes as its premise the poverty of the international film industry. For economic reasons, new films will have to be remakes of pairs of old films. And I want you to hear the resulting titles and I shall award points. And who'd like to start this one? It's a free country.
I'd like Tim to start.
Right, Tim Brooke-Taylor, will you start this one?
No, just one will do.
Right, Barry Cryer.
This is a remake of two very successful old films, Humph. The Roman Spring of Mrs. Stone and Meet Me in St. Louis. It's called Stone Me. But that hasn't been finished yet.
They're looking for stones.
Willie Rushton, see whether you can gain the bonus points for
it's a few thrown together. There's Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, Sunday Bloody Sunday, Oliver and Read All About It, and it's Bloody Oliver Reed's Coming to Dinner Sunday. Which could be a remake of To Hell and Back or Oh God.
Right, Graham Garden, how about you?
Yes, another bunch there. Remaking Frankenstein, Mary Queen of Scots, Return from the Grave and Journey's End. And they're going to call it Frank and Mary from Gravesend. Not to mention the remake of William Tell, Snow White and the Wrong Arm of the Law, which is being remade as William Whitelaw.
Wish you hadn't mentioned that.
The man who knew too... Sorry.
Tim, you have one.
The man who knew too much and the shoes of the fisherman, and it's been called Clever Clogs.
Barry, do you want to come back?
No, I've gone.
Not even. Not even next week?
Any advance on that? Right. We'll go on to the next one then, which is where I ask the teams to make their announcements for the late arrivals at the Shakespearean Ball.
Oh!
Already!
Look who I see in the corner. I think it's bad light, is it? Sir Toby Belsh? Toby or not Toby? That is the question. Oh, yes, it is. It is Sir Toby Belsh, and he's a little bit drunk, but he's not half as tight as Andronicus. I can't.
Already, we are scraping the bottom family. Oh, I should not have
been. Very welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Soft What Light Through Yonder Window Breaks. And their son, Bert, Soft What Light Through Yonder Window Breaks.
Oh, the rest is silence.
With his agent, Izzy, this a dagger.
Mr. and Mrs. Poor Yorick and their daughter, Alice. Poor Yorick.
John Cleese and his son Pericles.
Oh, there's Mike Ingham for a horse. Closely followed by Stratford Johns and the Avon Lady. Paint the mental picture, folks.
Yeah, Stratford upon Avon.
No, I was hoping you wouldn't say that. No, they're just eating Cressida sandwiches.
All the way from South America, Mr. and Mrs. Smoran to the Bridge, dear friends, and their son, Juan Smoran to the Bridge, dear friends.
That's extraordinary. His twin brother was about to come.
Yes. And there's a couple with no imagination, Mr. and Mrs. Oro and their triplet sons, Tom Oro and Tom Oro and Tom Oro.
Creeps.
Creeps, yeah.
Why can't people buy British cars? There's Shylock and his Porsche.
Oh, there's Henry the Sixth, Part 1, 2 and 3.
Spent the evening shouting for a mistress quickly.
Ladies and gentlemen, before I wind up,
there's
the show.
The Chinese inventor of the firework, Humph, just in that corner, Bang Quo.
Thank you. Yeah, we've had a message to cheer the teams up. Apparently, they're all laughing like drains at home.
Which reminds me, there's Brutus splashing all over.
We've had another message to say that they've stopped. And this is where we stop, so it's goodbye from all of us till next week. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor and William Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Geoffrey Perkins.